Could the simplest upgrade for your Harley-Davidson also be the most important to protect your engine? Well, that's what we're talking about today. So, we're looking at the Figurati Magnetic Dipstick Kit. This is the oil and transmission dipstick kit. And I got the oil filter. Now, I'm going to be dead honest. My bike's still under warranty, and I was not sure I wanted to do the oil filter because I was concerned that if I have any problems, this might be a component that Harley-Davidson would say contributed to it. But recently, on the Harley-Davidson press ride, I got to talk with Ryan from Law Abiding Biker about these products in detail. He's been selling them in a store. That is where I got them from. And yes, there will be links in the description down below. And no, I don't make any money off of them. I really like Ryan. He's very insightful. He's been doing YouTube and these kinds of videos for a long time. And he's running these products on his 2024 Street Glide as well. He said that these have been used in some racing bikes and stuff, and he has complete confidence in them. So I'm going to take his word for it. We're going to open these things up, talk about the features of them, and I'm going to talk about how I'm going to test them. So don't go anywhere. Hi, I'm Mike, and this is Riding in the Ozarks, where we do riding, wrenching, rally, and Harley-Davidson news videos. Today, we're going to be doing some wrenching, or talking about components used in wrenching, and I actually am going to do a three-hole oil change on my motorcycle and put these components to use today because in just a few days, I head off on a road trip to Arkansas for Spring Fling Rally. You guys probably won't see this video till after that because my intent to test this is to put these in after a brand new clean oil change, and I'm not going to test, like, look at them to see how much metal they pick up or anything else till after I get back and have put hundreds of miles on them. And then we'll pull the dipsticks out, see if they've collected any metal, things like that. So let's talk about what we have here. Now, I first saw these at Sturgis, and they got purple. And at the time, I was thinking they used to look really good on Firecracker's purple Sport Glide with the ST fairing that we built. But since then, I've added purple to my bike. So these are actually going to go on my 2024 Street Glide, which has 15,000 miles on it now. Now, what we have here is a transmission dipstick and an engine oil dipstick. These have a 2,000 Gauss rare earth magnet on them. Super strong. Let me talk about that for just a second because, I mean, that's the core of this. What you're buying here, I think this kit is, I want to say $180 for both, is the rare earth magnet in this. These are positioned in the dipstick where oil flows past them and they will collect debris as it's flowing through the oil, possibly before it gets to your oil filter or something else. So it's another place to catch that or to catch something that for some reason isn't getting circulated up through the oil filter like it should be. Now, I don't know exactly how much this weighs, but this is 380 and it is full. And this is the transmission dipstick, and it picks it up no problem. So the metal here is a billet aluminum 663 anodized, in this case purple. You can get them in a whole bunch of colors. And this dipstick for the oil is really strong. Just like that, pick up the whole thing. Ryan does it in his video with a whole bunch of bolts and nuts, but this is what I had handy. Don't ask why. Now, one of the advantages to these magnetic dipsticks is you're not waiting every 5,000 or 10,000 miles when you drain your fluids to check those magnetic oil plug drain plugs. You know, and those are not as strong as these. But to get an idea, you have to actually drain the fluids to see what's in there. With these, you'll be able to check your fluids and see if it has collected anything that was flowing around in the oil while you were running the bike at any point. So again, when we get back, we're going to check these on camera, and we'll show you that at the end of the video and see if we collected anything out of my motor with 15,000 miles on it after what I expect to be probably a 500-mile minimum trip. We have a trip all the way to Arkansas and back. That's going to be 300-400 miles in just getting there and back, plus we have a ride planned down there. So I'm anticipating 500 miles, but I'll let you know exactly when we get back how many miles we put on since this oil change. Now, this other component I got in black. They do these in the other colors too, but because my bike has a big radiator area there in the front. You're not going to see it anyway. And so I chose not to do the purple. This, well, this is the extra O-ring. So it comes with two extra O-rings. So when you change it, if one of those are nicked or something, you can just replace them. Typically, your disposable filters come with these on them. You can buy a 10-pack of these for 10 bucks. Not a big expense. Now, there is something else in here I'm going to show you guys, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. And it's basically a big Allen. Bigarotti gives you a nice one that's in here and stuff. Now, one thing I like about this oil filter is it's like the K&Ns. It's got a bolt on the end, so I can use a socket and an extension to put my oil filter in and take it out. I don't have to use that goofy oil filter wrench. I really prefer this. Another thing that's kind of cool about this is it's got fins on it. And that's not just for looks. That is for performance. Just like having fins on your engine, we're going to get a little bit of airflow through there. On my motorcycle, we're not going to get as much because I have a radiator in front of it that's going to block some of that. But I'm still going to get some airflow through there if I'm running 70 miles an hour. And that is going to help dissipate heat off of this and help cool. Heat is the enemy of engine longevity. So the cooler we can keep this motor, the longer it's going to last. My motor is already center cooled, but this is just another thing that helps prevent heating inside the engine and the oil. So let's talk about what's inside here. This is cleanable, and when you change your oil, you will need to clean it. Now, if you don't want to have to wait a day for cleaning this and letting it dry and all that stuff, there's some things we can do here. So here is this removable filter, and you basically just, there's a spring underneath it here. You turn it a quarter clockwise and turn it, and it locks in. And to get it out, you press down against the spring, turn it a quarter, and there's notches where it allows it to come out. Obviously, this end is threaded. This is what's going to go up against your oil filter housing. And there are magnets in here. I'm not going to take this apart. If you want to see it taken apart, you can watch Ryan's video. I'll leave a link to it down below. But you use that Allen to take this apart. There is a ball bearing here, and underneath that is a spring, and then another rare earth magnet. You can actually see it looking in the hole here. So there's an internal magnet, and then there's four external magnets. So I'm assuming the external magnets are right here, and they're going to collect, you know, debris on them, and then you're going to have debris on that. So you will want to clean this. Obviously, you know, this is a 25 micron filter here, stainless steel mesh. So you don't have to worry about like tearing it up by touching it and cleaning it with the microfiber. But to clean this, you would flush it from the inside to force components out from the fiber or from the mesh in this case. And you could use soapy water, degreaser, carb cleaner, something like that. But then you got to let it dry. If you don't want to have to wait and clean this and let it dry when you do an oil change, they do sell extras of these. They're like 80 bucks. I guess I probably ought to tell you what the price is on this thing here. So the oil filter is 180 bucks, and I think it's $80 for an extra one of these if you want that. And then the dipstick pack I got is like 271. And you can get all this stuff from Law Abiding Biker Store. That's where I got mine because I wanted to support Ryan because he spent so much time talking to me about these. And he's made videos about these already. I highly recommend you watch his videos as well. Now, I'm not going to take this all apart. It's not necessary. You can watch his video, but it's really simple. Allen wrench goes in there. Don't let the ball bearing fly out. And then underneath that is a spring with a magnet on the other end. You're going to clean those components. You're going to flush this out from the inside. And then go on. Now, one thing that's kind of cool about this that he mentions that nobody else on the market is doing is this has a pressure release system. So should, for some reason, this thing not be flowing oil at the speed it is intended to, there's a pressure release that allows it to actually flow around it so that you'll continue to have oil filter flow and oil flowing back into the motor. It won't just get stuck here or slow down here and become a bog and starve your motor. Now, it's like 15 PSI. Obviously, if oil's not flowing through your oil filter, that's a bad thing, but it would be better for it to be bypassing the filter than not flowing at all. I really don't feel like that's something I've got to worry about, but I guess it's nice that they built into that extra safety feature into this design while they were making it. These fit everything from 1991 model Harley Davidsons up, so pretty much anything made in the last 30 years, you can use this with. Now, I mentioned that the magnets on this are 2,000 Gauss. The internal magnets and the magnets in that oil filter are like 2,700 and 2,800. There's one internal magnet and four other magnets that are there kind of on the face of it, it looks to me like. So there's a lot of rare earth magnets going into the design of this to ensure they're collecting any debris flowing through your oil. I'm feeling pretty comfortable about running them after doing my research, watching Ryan's videos, and learning about, you know, how strong these magnets are and what they, how they're designed to work and protect your engine. So I'm going to go change my oil and install these. And when we get back from the trip, we're going to take a look at the results. All right, guys, I have done an oil change and transmission fluid change. I did not do the primary because there's no dipstick for that. So it's not really, and you really aren't due to do it till 20,000 miles. I'm at 15,000, or I was when I did this service. We turn it on and see how far I've ridden since I put the Figurati dipsticks in and changed all those fluids. So fresh fluid change, then I put the dipsticks in. Not really to show you there. They're just dipsticks, so you just screw them in. One thing I'll say is nice, though, is because the transmission dipstick now is a knurled dipstick, you no longer have to use an Allen wrench to pop it open and check it and all that, because it's kind of hard to get to or to do without an Allen wrench, you know, before it's really small. So that's a nice change. That's an advantage too. All right, according to the odometer, we have done about almost 700 miles since I did the oil change and transmission fluid. Now, that doesn't surprise me because it's 200 miles to Eureka Springs from where I live and back, so that's 400 miles. And then 300 miles riding around down there. We did a guided ride and stuff. It was a really good time. And if you've never been to Spring Fling Rally, highly recommend you go. But we've done 700 miles since I did the fluid change. So let's see if these Figurati dipsticks have collected any kind of metal debris on them. All right, we're going to do the transmission first. And that's what I was talking about. It's nice I can reach in here and do it by hand now. One of the advantages, of course, of these dipsticks being magnetic is you can check them periodically and you can check for metal that they've collected. You don't have to wait till you do an oil change to see if there's anything on the drain plug. Stick it over here to the towel. What I always do is wipe them with the towel and see if there's any kind of metal in it. I don't feel anything hard in the fluid I just wiped off. Dipsticks clean. Make sure nothing stuck to it. Okay, no metal in the transmission. Now let's check the engine oil. Screw that transmission back in. Again, no more needing to find an Allen to do this. And if you wanted to check it on the side of the road, you're now toolless. That's always nice. Get that oil loose. I'll check the fluid level when we're done, but what we're really worried about here is if there's anything magnetic on these dipsticks. It looks pretty clean, but we use a clean part of the towel here. Wipe that down real well, all sides. Guess we're in good shape at almost 16,000 miles now. All right, we'll put her back in here now. But it's nice knowing that I don't have anything floating around showing up on there, that my motor looks good after 16,000 miles still. All right, guys, leave me a comment. Let me know, what do you think about the Figurati dipsticks? Are you using something like this? Would you consider using something like this? I get, you know, we're talking several hundred dollars. You know, I think it's $280 for the kit. I'll throw it on the screen here because maybe I'm misquoting. I haven't looked in, you know, a couple weeks since I started this video, and I've been traveling and stuff since then. But would it be worth $280 to have peace of mind to be able to check for, you know, metal in your motor and stuff more proactively than waiting for an oil change? And they look great. And the magnetic oil filter is supposed to be really good as well. Obviously, I'm not going to peel that off and check it right now if the dipsticks look good. But when I do my next oil change, it'll be interesting to see if I find any kind of pieces of metal stuck to the magnets inside of it. All right, if you guys like this video, this kind of stuff, please give this a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. And of course, we'd love for you to subscribe to the channel. See more videos like this in the future. Make sure you ring that bell to be notified. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.